The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, always joins us on Monday morning. And wow, what a weekend. What a day yesterday in Dallas at CPAC with President Donald Trump. What a speech, huh? 90 minutes.
I'm going to put you over again, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, I know you're a little younger than Donald Trump. Could you speak for 90 minutes?
Well, you know, actually, and hold the crowd for 90 minutes, I would be extremely hard pressed. You know, I mean, this guy can get up there and freestyle and, you know, just riff on things that are relevant to people's daily lives that they care about and do it in a way that's just, you know, that they connect with. And it's incredible. Yeah.
All right, let me get your thoughts on the straw poll that was taken. Of course, President Trump easily won when he was on the ballot. Of course, when his name was removed, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was the clear winner. Tell me what your thoughts are, and I know it's very early in the game because we're all focusing on the midterms next year, but tell me what your thoughts are on that straw poll.
Well, first of all, this is not surprising. You've got a base of folks there who just are incredibly supportive of President Trump. It's a base in our party that's incredibly supportive of President Trump. No surprise to see him, when his name is in the mix, be, you know, head and shoulders above everyone else. And when his name is not in the mix, which, you know, again, he'll probably wait till after November of 2022 to decide what he's going to do. But in a list where his name is not in the mix, it's not surprising to see someone like Ron DeSantis, who has spent so much time, number one, echoing a lot of the themes that President Trump's talked about in the past and continues to talk about, but also has used his office there in Florida as governor, on sort of the front lines there on some of the, critical issues of the day. And being really aggressive and having a legislature there that works with him and being really aggressive on many of those issues.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's focus on the local level here. I feel like every week I'm getting an email from you. got another one. All right, what is happening in Greenville? Now I got an email, a letter that's been widely circulated that you sent out the other day. Of course, last Thursday, in the Greenville party, the three executives resigned. In your letter, you talk about that. You say all of the officers of the Greenville County Republican Party resigned. This was due to the absolutely unworkable environment created by the so-called MySCGOP. Who is MySCGOP?
Well, unfortunately, it's a group of folks who have worked to divide, and that's what we say at this point, successfully so, the county party. These are folks who have used Antifa-style tactics with those who disagree with them in order to run them off from the party. These are folks who initially, I would say about 4 months ago, began to circulate emails, especially in the upstate, along with the website, basically saying, hey, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, come out and support us, and, you know, we will kick the rhinos out of the temple, so to speak. Well, first off, the problem is they have been misusing otherwise unsuspecting Trump supporters who haven't been involved in the county party organization in the past and who don't know that the county party organization there was full of Donald Trump supporters and was the Trump organization, the Trump campaign organization for Greenville County in the most recent election. An election, by the way, where we achieved more votes for Donald Trump than any other presidential candidate in the history of South Carolina. So they misled people, got them to turn out at precinct reorganization meetings where we organize the party every 2 years and support them in their effort to kick everyone else out of the local party. And now that has effectively been completed as of this past Thursday night. The problem is, obviously, looking at things from a statewide perspective, a campaign perspective, you know, the party organization, as you know, you've served in that role, Joey, is the campaign committee for the Republican Party. It is the campaign infrastructure, the campaign organization. Our job is to identify, turn out Republican votes, and win elections. So we're going to have a successful, productive, positive organization in Greenville. I would urge people right now who want to be a part of something positive and productive in Greenville to help support conservative Republicans, go to scgop.com/volunteer right now, and those organizations that will respond to that will be stood up in the Greenville County area that you can be a part of and work with to be productive for conservative principles.
Wow. Yep. So you guys, there's going to be a place then, because, you know, I look at this and the first thought that comes to my mind, well, who gets to decide who is really part of the party here? And I see people who have spent years and years and years as volunteers, being pushed aside. And I know that they supported President Donald Trump as much as anyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I would think it ought to be obvious that more than just one group of people can be supportive of President Trump, for goodness sake. I mean, by the way, this is, as you know, this was a group of people who ran someone against me for chairman, and I was endorsed by President Trump, not once, not twice, but three times, for goodness sake. And the guy they supported gave tens of thousands of dollars to Democrat candidates who were supported by Planned Parenthood. I mean, you know, it's totally fraudulent. But unfortunately, they have turned that local organization just totally divided upside down into basically a dumpster fire. So if you want to be part of something positive and productive, go to scgop.com/volunteer. We will connect you with positive, productive Republican groups in Greenville County.
Yep. Yep. And that's what we have to do, because we have work to do in our midterms next year.
That's right.
We got to reelect Tim Scott, and we got a lot of work to do.
That's right.
Always good talking with you, Mr. Chairman, and we'll check back again next week. Have a great week.